Welcome to Basilisk, the podcast about entrepreneurship and artificial intelligence. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to make money by creating artificial intelligence systems to analyze public opinion data for the political industry. We'll discuss how this data can be used to improve campaigns, slogans, and targeted actions to improve voter intention. We'll also explore the commercial opportunities available for these systems and provide an example of how a public opinion data analysis system can be implemented, along with the programming languages and libraries that can be used. Before we dive into the details, let's take a moment to consider the power of artificial intelligence in general. AI is transforming industries and has the potential to significantly impact our lives. From healthcare to finance, AI is being used to make predictions and identify patterns that were previously impossible for humans to detect. In the world of politics, AI can be used to analyze public opinion data to gain insights that can be used to improve election outcomes. In the political industry, public opinion data is crucial for creating successful campaigns. By analyzing the opinions of potential voters, political strategists can create targeted messaging that resonates with specific groups. This can lead to increased voter intention and, ultimately, electoral success. AI systems that can analyze public opinion data can provide valuable insights into the thoughts and beliefs of potential voters, making it easier to create effective campaigns. Public opinion is a powerful force in politics. It can make or break political campaigns and can determine the outcome of elections. Understanding public opinion is crucial for politicians and their campaigns, as it allows them to anticipate the results of polls and take actions to sway voters in their favor. We'll explore how information from public opinion can be used to anticipate the results of polls and take actions on controversial issues to gain majorities. Anticipating poll results. Polls are a vital tool for political campaigns. They provide information about the voting intentions of the public and allow campaigns to make strategic decisions about where to focus their resources. However, polls can be expensive to conduct and can take time to complete. This is where public opinion data comes in. Public opinion data, gathered through social media, surveys, and other sources, can provide insight into the opinions and attitudes of the public. By analyzing this data, political campaigns can anticipate the results of polls and adjust their strategies accordingly. For example, if public opinion data suggests that a particular candidate is gaining support among a specific demographic, a campaign can focus on targeting that demographic with messaging that resonates with them. This can lead to increased voter intention and ultimately, electoral success. Taking actions on controversial issues. Controversial issues can be a double-edged sword for political campaigns. While taking a strong stance on a controversial issue can energize the base and attract new supporters, it can also alienate voters and cause them to vote against the campaign. Understanding public opinion is crucial for navigating controversial issues and taking actions that will lead to electoral success. By analyzing public opinion data, political campaigns can identify controversial issues that are important to voters and take actions that will appeal to them. For example, if public opinion data suggests that voters are concerned about the economy, a campaign can focus on developing messaging that addresses this concern. This can include promoting policies that are designed to stimulate economic growth and create jobs. Another example of using public opinion data to take actions on controversial issues is by identifying issues that are important to specific demographic groups. For instance, if public opinion data shows that a particular group of voters is concerned about environmental issues, a campaign can focus on developing messaging and policies that address those concerns. Mitigating negative public opinion. Negative public opinion can be a significant challenge for political campaigns. Negative public opinion can lead to decreased voter intention, lost support, and ultimately, electoral defeat. Understanding public opinion and taking actions to mitigate negative public opinion is crucial for political campaigns. By analyzing public opinion data, political campaigns can identify issues that are causing negative public opinion and take actions to address them. For example, if public opinion data suggests that a particular policy is unpopular with voters, a campaign can modify the policy or focus on promoting other policies that are more popular. Similarly, if public opinion data suggests that a particular candidate is unpopular with voters, a campaign can focus on promoting their positive attributes or taking actions to mitigate negative opinions about the candidate. In conclusion, public opinion data is a powerful tool for political campaigns. By analyzing public opinion data, political campaigns can anticipate the results of polls, take actions on controversial issues, and mitigate negative public opinion. Understanding public opinion and taking actions to address it is crucial for political campaigns looking to win elections. One way that AI systems can be used in the political industry is by analyzing social media data. Platforms like Twitter and Facebook are treasure troves of information about public opinion. By analyzing posts, comments, and likes, AI systems can identify patterns and trends in public opinion. This data can then be used to create targeted messaging that resonates with specific groups of voters. Another way that AI systems can be used in the political industry is by analyzing survey data. Surveys are a powerful tool for gathering public opinion data, but analyzing them can be a time-consuming process. AI systems can be trained to analyze survey data quickly and efficiently, providing insights that can be used to create effective campaigns. So, what are the commercial opportunities for creating AI systems that analyze public opinion data? The political industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and there is a significant demand for tools that can provide insights into public opinion. By creating AI systems that can analyze public opinion data, entrepreneurs can tap into this demand and create successful businesses. One example of a company that is using AI to analyze public opinion data is Blue Labs. Founded by former members of President Obama's re-election campaign team, Blue Labs uses AI to analyze public opinion data to help political campaigns create targeted messaging. The company has raised over $40 million in funding and works with political campaigns around the world. So, how can you create your own AI system to analyze public opinion data? The first step is to decide on the programming language and libraries that you will use. Python is a popular choice for data analysis, and there are many libraries available for analyzing public opinion data, including scikit-learn, pandas, and NumPy. Once you have decided on the programming language and libraries, you will need to gather data. There are many sources of public opinion data available, including social media platforms, surveys, and polling data. It's important to ensure that the data you use is accurate and reliable, as inaccurate data can lead to incorrect insights. Once you have gathered your data, you will need to clean and pre-process it. This involves removing any irrelevant or redundant data and preparing the data for analysis. This can be a time-consuming process, but it's important to ensure that your data is clean and ready for analysis. The next step is to train your AI system. This involves feeding your data into the system and allowing it to learn from the patterns and trends in the data. This can be a complex process and may require a significant amount of computational power. However, there are many cloud-based platforms that offer affordable computing resources, making it easier for entrepreneurs to develop and train their AI systems. Once your AI system is trained, you can start analyzing public opinion data to gain insights. This can involve identifying trends in social media posts, analyzing survey data to identify patterns in public opinion, or using sentiment analysis to understand how people feel about a particular issue. The insights gained from analyzing public opinion data can be used to create targeted messaging that resonates with specific groups of voters. For example, if your analysis reveals that a particular demographic is concerned about a specific issue, you can create messaging that addresses that concern. This can lead to increased voter intention and, ultimately, electoral success. In addition to creating targeted messaging, AI systems that analyze public opinion data can also be used to identify potential issues before they become major problems. By analyzing social media posts and survey data, AI systems can identify emerging trends and concerns that can be addressed before they become major issues for a political campaign. Overall, there are many commercial opportunities for entrepreneurs who create AI systems to analyze public opinion data. By tapping into the demand for tools that provide insights into public opinion, entrepreneurs can create successful businesses that help political campaigns win elections. To conclude, if you're interested in creating AI systems to analyze public opinion data for the political industry, there are many programming languages and libraries available to help you get started. Gathering accurate and reliable data is crucial, as is cleaning and pre-processing the data before training your AI system. Once your system is trained, you can start analyzing public opinion data to gain insights that can be used to create targeted messaging and identify potential issues. The commercial opportunities for entrepreneurs in this space are significant, and it's an exciting time to be involved in the intersection of politics and AI. Example of implementing a public opinion data analysis system. Let's take a closer look at how you could implement an AI system to analyze public opinion data. In this example, we'll be using Python as our programming language and several popular libraries to build our system. Step 1. Data collection. The first step in building an AI system to analyze public opinion data is to gather the data. There are many sources of public opinion data, including social media platforms, polling organizations, and government agencies. In this example, we'll be using Twitter data as our primary source of public opinion data. We'll use the Twitter API to collect tweets related to a particular topic or candidate. Step 2. Data preprocessing. Once we have collected our data, the next step is to preprocess it. This involves cleaning the data, removing any irrelevant or duplicate tweets, and converting the text data into a format that can be analyzed by our AI system. We'll use the Natural Language Toolkit, NLTK, library to preprocess our data. NLTK provides tools for cleaning and preprocessing text data, including tools for tokenization, stemming, and stopword removal. Step 3. Building the AI system. With our data preprocessed, we can now build our AI system. In this example, we'll be using a sentiment analysis model to analyze the sentiment of each tweet. We'll use the TensorFlow library to build our sentiment analysis model. TensorFlow provides a powerful framework for building machine learning models, including tools for creating neural networks and training models on large datasets. Step 4. Analyzing the data. With our AI system built, we can now start analyzing the public opinion data. We'll use our sentiment analysis model to analyze each tweet and assign a sentiment score to each tweet. We can then use these sentiment scores to identify patterns in public opinion and create targeted messaging that resonates with specific groups of voters. If you're interested in learning more about entrepreneurship and artificial intelligence, be sure to subscribe to our channel, Basilisk. We'll be regularly posting content about these topics, as well as providing tips and insights for entrepreneurs looking to build successful AI-based businesses. Thank you for listening to this episode, and we hope you found it informative and engaging.